Listening Library presents The Sweet Far Thing by Libba Bray, read for you by Josephine Bailey. Act 1. Before Dawn. Nothing is easier than self-deceit, for what each man wishes, that he also believes to be true. Demosthenes. Rose of all roses, rose of all the world, you, too, have come where the dim tides are hurled upon the wharves of sorrow, and heard ring the bell that calls us on, the sweet, far thing. Beauty, grown sad with its eternity, made you of us, and of the dim grey sea. Our long ships loose thought-woven sails and wait, for God has bid them share an equal fate. And when at last, defeated in his wars, they have gone down under the same white stars, we shall no longer hear the little cry of our sad hearts that may not live nor die. From The Rose of Battle, W. B. Yeats. Prologue. 1893, London. The night was cold and dismal, and out on the Thames the rivermen cursed their luck. Skulking through the shadows of London's great river for profit wasn't a cheery occupation, but it paid for a meal here and there, and the damp that stiffened your bones, put the ache in your back, was a part of it, like it or not.
"See anything, Archie?"
"Nothing," Archie called to his friend, Rupert. "It's as foul a night as I've seen."
They'd been at it for an hour now, with nothing to show for it but a bit of clothing taken from the body of a sailor. That they could sell to the rag and bone men come morning, but a pocketful of coins would put food and ale in their bellies tonight, and for rivermen like Archie and Rupert, the here and now was what counted. Hoping to see beyond tomorrow was a cockeyed optimism best left to people who didn't spend their lives scouring the Thames for the dead.